Welcome again to Grace Believers Bible Study. First thing we want to do is have a word of prayer. Would you bow your heads, please? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the people that are in attendance today. We just thank you for the people that are not here. Not that they're not here, but we just thank you for the opportunity when they do come that we'll have an opportunity to preach the Word of God, the gospel of the grace of God to them. That's what our purpose is. And we just thank you so much for sending Jesus Christ to the cross to die for us. That's the only way of salvation. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Now, I want to cover a few things. As a matter of fact, I'll wait till break to cover a few about the business cards. But I wanted to talk first about Miss Bernice, and we'll talk more about it at the break also. I just wanted to tell you, that she, went to sleep in the Lord. Yesterday morning. It was yesterday. I notified most everybody in here. Some of you I don't, because I don't have any numbers or whatever. And I just got bogged down. But what's been troubling me is what I see in the world. It's a secular world. And I want us to talk a little bit about it. We'll get into the lessons, but this is a lesson too. Believe me, it is. Now, Bob just gave me something, which is additional information that I hadn't planned on covering, but I want to cover it because it coincides with what I've got here in the newspaper. And let's just talk about it. This was, let's see what it is, January the 9th, yesterday. And I'm going to pass it around just in case you may have a problem with saying, did he really make that up? And we'll cover this. Paul says, I lie not. And that's what I'm going to tell you. But hopefully I got credibility with you. He didn't have any credibility at all because he had been crucifying Christians. When I say crucifying, arresting them, imprisoning them, and giving voice consent unto Stephen's death and things like that. But this right here is an ad. And it's put in, says, what must I do to be saved? You know what Acts 16:31 says, right? The Philippian jailer asked Paul and Silas, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And he said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. But he didn't tell them what to believe. You can believe on Jesus Christ all you want, but if you don't know what to believe to trust for the gospel of your salvation, you're still going to hell. Most people in Christendom, I don't like that word, I can't even hardly pronounce it. That's probably why I don't like it, is they know about Jesus Christ being crucified. They know about him being buried. They know about him being resurrected. Now, if you believe that, are you going to heaven?
No.
No. That's why I'm saying, what must I do to be saved? And it says, obey God's plan of salvation. Here's the plan of salvation, and I'll tell you who it was at the end of this. This church says, hear the gospel. Let's go over to the scriptures and look at it. Romans 10:17. Just to see what the scripture has to say, what they're trying to say. Romans 10:17. Of course, Romans 10:17 says this. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Is that a true statement? Mm-hmm. It is. What's that got to do with right now of what must I do to be saved? Well, you need to hear the gospel. Now, there's something else. What if you... I was talking to my friend last night, and I'm not going to go into all the scriptures that we discussed, but... what if you're in the deep forest and you've never heard of Dish, never heard of DirecTV or any form of internet, nobody's ever come to see you? Well, some people tell you they just go into hell. But that's not true. Hearing not necessarily is audible. There's invisible things that God has provided and that you should know. those people over there, why would God just create someone to go strictly to hell? Is that Calvinism? Yeah. The thing is, there's been things that God has done, invisible things. It's proof to those people that's never seen and heard the gospel of the grace of God. You can't, God didn't create them to just go and drop off in hell. I know he did. He wants to give everyone a choice. And maybe we'll talk about that in the depth, because that's important. Now, that's hearing the gospel. It says believe. They give two scriptures here. And I've already told you one of them, Acts 16:31. We know no one is saved by that. That is not the gospel. But the second one they refer to is Mark 16:16. Go over there, please. Mark 16:16. And I know y'all know what it says, but let's read it. And believe me, we're going to talk about Miss Bernice later. Mark 16:16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Well, that's what they're telling us to believe. That's it. Well, you can't be saved by that verse right there. Not in the context it was written in the King James Bible. Now, I can make an application there. I'm taking it out of context, though. But you can't be saved by that verse in Acts 16:31. It says, repent. Well, repent, it's talking about change your mind is what repentance is about. Let's see the verse that they're talking about. Go to Luke 13. Notice where they take you for salvation. Luke 13. Verse 3. And this is what Christ himself said, but not to us. I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, you shall all likewise perish. Go to verse 5, it says. I tell you, nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. That's important. He said it back to back, twice. You know, anything the Lord says is important, but when he says it twice, boy, it's really important. But he wasn't talking to you. Not if you know how to rightly divide the word of truth. Don't be confused with these people. And his other reference is 1730. Well, we know Luke wrote that. But Paul was on the scene. Go over to Acts. 1730. Paul had just been standing on Mars Hill talking to them. They were worshiping just about anything. He said, you're too superstitious, back up in verse 22. That's philosophy. Now, but in verse 30, that this church references, along with Luke 13:3-5, is verse 30. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Change your mind. Jesus Christ is our Savior. Don't be believing in all these superstitious gods, Gnostic.
What's it mean, God wink?
It's a like when you wink, it's a very short time period. That's how I see it. I mean, they may be something more in depth. It's he didn't spend much time with it. Now you've got to confess, this church says. I mean, this is in their ad, and they put it in the newspaper. It says, confess in Matthew 10:32. Let's look at it.
I mean, that's pretty standard religious stuff, don't you think?
Well, this a little different, but yeah, you're right. Most of this stuff is standard. We're going to see what the other one has to say to Bob Brown.
Matthew what?
10:32. Christ said this, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before man, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven." You know, the moment that we trust what Jesus Christ did on Calvary for us, the Holy Spirit has baptized us. We don't have to go and confess it to someone else.
Thank God. Not enough time of day.
Nope, there ain't enough time of day.
Now, the second reference on this confess is Acts 8:37. Let's see what it is. Well, you know, our Apostle Paul had to come on the scene at this time, hadn't he? In Acts.
No. Remember, it says that last verse was the get yourself down in front of the wall. Yeah.
That's what it is. Confess. Come on down.
Yeah. Let's show the whole congregation how evil you are.
And then if you're so evil, specifically if the pastor is, like, I'm serious. I'm gonna inject something here. I put it out on the internet. I don't know, Lord, if you see it. The 30 most evil preachers. Did you see it?
TV preachers.
They're TV preachers, and every one is a charismatic. Every one. They've got more. And they even caught these guys. They had videos of them. They even caught these guys in there with somebody's wife. He was counseling her.
Yeah, right. Horizontal counseling.
Horizontal counseling. I mean, Swaggart was in there. Creflo Dollar was in there. I mean, big time. I mean, these Jesse Duplantis, all charismatics. I just want to emphasize that. Because that's a fast-growing religion.
All very wealthy.
And worth millions each. Anyway, if you get a chance, go out to YouTube and take a look at it. You can go Google it. I mean, go to YouTube and search. It says, if you don't go to the Facebook, say, the 30 most evil pastors. Ooh-wee! Now, in Acts 8:37, let's see what it's. And Philip said, if thou believest, he's talking to the Ethiopian eunuch, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. Mayest what? Be baptized where? In water, not by the Holy Spirit. And he answered and said, the Ethiopian eunuch says, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Which was the message.
That's right.
That was the message. Believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. Well, no, what did Paul teach in Acts chapter 9, verse 20? That Jesus Christ was the Son of God. That's why he didn't preach salvation in Acts 9 when he went straightway into the synagogues. That he is the Son of God. Well, most everybody, as I said, believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They don't know that he died for all. The key is all trespasses and all sins, all iniquities. And Jim, we're what? Complete in him.
Complete. Sealed.
Now, here, you ain't even got to go over there, but it's Acts 2:38. You've got to be baptized. So, well, let's just look at it. We know what it is. Who preached this?
Peter
did. He had just preached a murder indictment. This was a continuation of it. He had them scared to death. They said, what must we do? And he says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins.
Remission
of sins. Not forgiveness. And you, plural, all of those Jews, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. We don't receive the gift of the Holy Ghost when it comes to speaking in tongues and healing people, raising people from the dead. We're baptized by the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Spirit, which is one and the same. But that's what they had. Now, they give another reference for this baptism. Go over to Galatians 3, back in Paul's epistle. You see what they've done? They take a little Paul and a little Peter and they throw it together and they tell you how to be saved. That's impossible. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you what, in a minute, what happened the day before yesterday with an individual that stopped by my house. Galatians 3:27. For as many of you as have been baptized, now this is into Christ, have put on Christ. Was that a water baptism? No. That's a spiritual baptism out of 1 Corinthians 12:13. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into what? The church? No. The body of Christ, which is a spiritual invisible church. These guys have got it so mixed up, and there's people out there believing this. Let me tell you, before I continue, I had this man that I never met. He stopped by the house day before yesterday. He just drove up in the yard. He was interested in something I had out there. He was trying to find a price on it. It ain't for sale. But that's, you know, here to there. Very wealthy man. Lives down on where the rich people live on the point. The Peterson Point. And very nice guy. Don't drink, don't smoke, don't anything. We was talking. He don't go to church. Absolutely not. And he'd say, I asked him to come. But even when we moved, because he said, well, I heard somebody over here was going to start a church. Why don't you come see us when we get it started? And he's put a lot of money into Bible teachers locally around Chemuklin back this way. Supported them, furnished a building, the whole bunch, something that we could only dream about. And he says, I still ask for forgiveness of sins every day. That's what I'm going to tell you something. I ain't going to get you to heaven. And I told him the gospel. Now, whether he heard it or not, that's a different story. It was there. It was audible, put it that way. And he says, I don't like going to church. I don't like being around people. Very successful bricklayer. The kind of big time. And he says, I rely on the preacher to tell me what I need to know.
Wow.
I said, you know what? The preacher's going to lie to you. Because he don't know.
That's something they don't. I had a chance yesterday. I remember we had a party for one of our friends who had a gender reveal party and having a baby. I've never had one of those. It's not even a shower. It's just like, hey, we're having a boy. Okay, that's great. Anyway, saw the people there. And one of the ladies she works with is very charismatic. And I sat next to her and we talked for a bit. And I gave her one of my books. And I said, you know, the whole idea is to study your Bible. Because she doesn't. She just listens. It's just, you know, she goes, well, yeah, I go to church and listen. I said, do you know any individual study? Do you get in here and really understand what's going on? Well, not really. I just kind of listen to what's, you know, that's what they do. They listen to the pastor. And that's it.
That's what the man said. I mean, he was straight out and honest about it. Mm-hmm. We'll not go in and open the book up to find out what's being said to see if he's being taught the truth or not. It's more prevalent than what I thought it was.
Laziness.
Right. That's a good term for it, laziness.
Well, it's laziness, and there's a point in time in your life when you can't understand it. You don't know what.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah.
So you don't.
You give up.
So you trust that they're telling you the truth rather than digging in to find out if they're telling you.
Now this is God's plan of salvation, this church is telling you. Now what's the next one? Go to Revelation 2:10. I mean, it would be so funny if it wasn't so seriously bad. Revelation 2:20. This is part of it. Live faithfully unto death is what this church says. In Revelation 2:20, notwithstanding, let's see if I'm right. Yeah, that's it. Good gracious. 2:10, I'm sorry. I misled you. Revelation 2:10. Christ said, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. You see that? Be thou faithful. That's what they're saying. Live faithfully until death. Can you do that?
No. No.
Now.
Don't need to. That's why you're Christ.
Well, you don't need to. We'd all like to.
Be good.
But you know, certain things out in this world, we're supposed to separate ourselves from the worldly thing. Set your mind on heavenly. That's what the Bible says. Why don't we do it? It's the present evil world. It's because we like things that we've been told that we can't do or not can't do because everything is lawful for us. Because it feels good, looks good, tastes good. And the end result is real bad. I know, and I shouldn't talk about this, but I'm just going to briefly mention. This was one time I was many years ago. Me and Carol wasn't married. And I met this girl, fell in lust. I mean, really.
Never happened to any of us.
Well, I did some, you know, I give up everything for this. Looked good, felt good, beautiful kisses, tasted good. Most evil, horrible thing I could have ever done. But that's what we do. We give up what you think isn't good. The grass is greener on the other side, and it isn't. There's burnt grass on the other side, man. I'm telling you, it'll part you. So you only have it in love affairs. You have it in alcohol or feelings, those kind of things. But it's horrible. But you can't live faithfully unto death. You're going to sin. And you know, that's what I try to tell people. We don't preach. It said, shall we continue in sin? God forbid. We don't preach you go out there, for you to go out there and do anything. But we do know that we've got a God that went to the cross in the form of Jesus Christ in the flesh to die and pay for all of those things. Do you think it surprises him when we do something wrong?
No.
He died for you, Jim. Why would you go out and do something deliberately? But you will. Even Jerry will. I will. Irma will. Contrary to what Dave says. But that's true. We're despicable and hell-deserving sinners. And if you're saved in here, just be so thankful that you've got a Savior named Jesus Christ. Now, this was put out, it was an ad put in the paper yesterday. Church of Christ Ministries, Milton, Florida. Please call or write for a free Bible study or DVD. Radio Ministries, they are all over the radio. Really, they're everywhere. So that's what's being projected out here in Milton and everywhere else. Mixing of Peter and Paul, and even, you never heard the gospel here, even if they took them both and put them together. And that's what they tried to do, but you never heard the gospel in here.
You hear nothing about justification.
Nothing. Now, Bob just gave me this. And I'll let him tell you where it came from after the fact. It's a little, is it a track?
Yes, sir. He's getting out in front of the Save-A-Lot.
Jesus Christ made the exclusive claim, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6, the first sentence. The way, and he explains the way. Literal meaning, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14:6b. Related thought. Are you looking for a church, or do you need a way to church where you can hear about this one who is the way? The truth, because what they're doing, they're taking that one sentence and breaking it down. The truth. Do you or your family desire a home Bible study? And he references John 17:17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Well, that's true. But it's not going to save you. John 8:32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Has anything that I've read so far got anything to do with your salvation?
None.
And if you've noticed so far, all the references that I've read, they're out of what?
John.
The Gospels, John. And the life. And this is the last part of it. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And then they reference verse 26 of John 11. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And there's a couple of phone numbers on here. And it says, meanwhile, can we pray with you about a particular matter? Now, is there any salvation in this?
Zero.
What church?
Faith Baptist Church.
Faith Baptist Church.
Wow.
Evolution.
Wow.
Thinking of faith.
But you know, the reality is, all of modern religion is just that.
It's fantastic.
And the whole purpose of modern religion is to keep you from knowing the truth. And all of modern religion is run by Satan.
That's true. All of it. Now, I want to read you this. And you say, well, we could have read this at home. Well, you could have talked yourself in the mirror at home. Now, Tuesday night, I addressed this up in Ottawa. I didn't have this at that time. Then the jury. I want to read it to you. It says, commit, this is a Billy Graham thing. And Billy Graham is an antichrist. Not the antichrist, but Billy Graham is an antichrist. You heard me correctly. I used to think a man had it. But I didn't know anything. And if you're ignorant, and ignorant is not a bad word now, I'll tell you that. I was ignorant. I'm still ignorant about a lot of things. I just don't know about it. So if somebody calls you ignorant, Danny, don't get up and hit them. Okay. Body slam them or something. Here's the question. How bad is the world going to have to get before God finally steps in and Jesus comes back? I get very concerned when I see all the evil things that are happening in the world today. Are we living in the last times? Well, I'll tell you, yeah, we're living in the last times, I believe. It's not the end, because the end is at the tribulation, when Jesus Christ comes back, before he comes back. That's the end, and when he comes back, that is the end. But the last times, we're living in perilous times, the scripture says. But we're also, I believe, living in the last times. Now, did Paul believe we were living in the last times? Yes, he did. So that we're talking about, 1985, 86 years ago? The same thing was going on. We don't have a monopoly on all this evil. It happened then.
Evil is evil.
Yeah, now look, here's the answer. You know, you saw the question. The answer is, the Bible warns, now this is coming out from the Billy Graham, I know he didn't, but if he wrote it, this is many years ago. I can't say that Billy wrote it. Somebody in his organization did. The Bible warns us against making precise predictions about the exact time of Jesus' return. But his return is certain. Well, I will agree with this. His return is certain. Everybody agrees with that. And we may well be living in the last days before he comes again. The Bible says, the night is nearly over. The day is almost here. Do you know where that's at, anybody?
It ain't King James
is what it is.
It's a song.
Oh, okay. Hey, go out there and look at that. Go to Romans chapter 13, verse 12. I want to read this to you, and then I want you to see what our Bible says. Goodness gracious alive. You got it, Jim? I'll let Jim read it out loud if he would.
Romans 13:12, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light.
Here's what he said. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here.
That's it.
My gosh, that irritates me right there really bad. Anyway, shortly before returning to heaven, Jesus told his disciples that someday he would come back to establish his kingdom. True. But before that could take place, he said certain things would have to happen. And we see many of these today. Do we? You don't see a thing happening today. There is no, absolutely zero prophecy taking place today. God, it just irritates me. People, we're living in a mystery period. That's what this is. Wasn't in the scriptures whatsoever. You can't find it. You can't buy it if you're Donald Trump. just ain't going to happen. So how can they say, and we see many of these things today. For example, he said that before his return, the gospel must be preached throughout the world. He references Mark 13:10. Never before has this been possible, that it was, the gospel could be preached throughout the world. But now it is, through radio and the internet and the other modern means of communication. You also have placed your finger on another sign Jesus gave. Satan's final attempt to halt God's work through a massive onslaught of evil. Well, is that a sign? There's been evil. God created evil, the Bible says. Our world is no stranger to evil. Satan has always been working to stop God's plans. Now, that's a true statement. That is true. But God's enemies now have access to modern weapons of mass destruction. And no one can predict what the outcome will be. Well, I can tell you. I can tell you. That right there is a bunch of junk. I don't care how many of that old nutcase over there in North Korea has got the H-bomb, as they say. This world is not going to be destroyed by a nutcase like that. It will only be destroyed by Jesus Christ. When this earth is renovated by fire. It ain't going to happen. Don't worry about it. It may get us down here. Somebody may try to hit Eglin. May try to hit NAS at Diane. We were talking about it earlier. It may get us. But it ain't going to destroy the world. It's not going to wipe out the population. Yes, Bob?
There's at least 1,007 years more before it can be destroyed.
That's right. See? Ignorance. I've told you this before, but it bears witness here. When I was young, and some of you remember this, the Cuban crisis. We, in school, we got under desk, we put papers and hung stuff on the windows to keep the radiation from coming in the windows. Because we lived there in, that's close to Cuba. When you're talking about straight line, and if we're going to have an atomic explosion down there, oh yeah, people were putting fallout shelters, underground shelters around their houses. We were so poor, we're just going to have to die. Okay? This is, Jesus said, you will hear, and I'm going to touch on this, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. Nation will rise against nation. Now, I'm going to stop. I'm going to read the rest of it. I'm going to come back to that. The real question, however, is, are you ready for Christ's return? You can be by turning to Him and putting your faith and trust in Him. Don't take His warnings lightly, but commit your life without delay to Jesus Christ. Now, you heard me say Matthew 24. That's the reference that they give. Let's look at Matthew 24. And I talked about this Tuesday night, this portion. I didn't have that either. But it's just so ironic. Carol was in the class Tuesday night, and she saved that for me. And it mentioned Matthew 24. Yes, Richard?
I wanted to say, you said, put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you should be saved. It's just the opposite.
That's right. It's the faith of Christ that saves.
Right.
Exactly.
And it's unfortunate, and that really is the Antichrist. That right there, of all the other things you said, I mean, that's the false gospel. And, you know, every person that uses an NIV or whatever, I mean, that is the that's the Antichrist Bible, without any doubt. And it has an app, in other words, it's a false Christ, it's a false spirit that they get, it's all false. And here's the thing I want to say. It is not the mark of the beast, but every Antichrist has a mark of the beast. I'll give you an example. They take that NIV Bible and they put that in their hands. The mark of the beast is in their hand. They take that to church and they read that thing and it gets in their head. That is the mark of the beast. And once they take the mark of the beast, you try to witness to that person about Jesus and the King James Bible. They will get so mad and angry that they will bite your head off. And so I really honestly believe, the spirit of Antichrist is in this world, and it's in these Bibles that are wrong, and it's in these churches that are wrong. And unless the gospel is being preached, and where you show, I finally got somebody to finally see the truth about the King James Bible. They saw that the other one was really of Satan. I couldn't hardly believe it. She says, I can't believe that, you know, but she did. And it's taken, you know how long it took me to get her finally to stop believing in the Roman Catholic Church and in the Baptist religion and all that? It's taken me 4 years.
That is well worth it.
It was
well worth it. I will tell you.
And you just have to hammer away and hammer away until they see it.
I'm not going to.
It's a strong delusion.
It is. And they'll believe a lie. The thing is, I was going to cover this a little bit, but I'm not going to right now because of time. But the essence is this. This is what surprised me. The bottom line, they reference Matthew 24. I did not know that most people did not know that the rapture was going to take place first. Then 7 years later, the second coming. They all think it's the same thing. Did you know that? The majority of people, they think the rapture is when Christ comes back. Is that not nuts?
Well, they have read.
My gosh. I mean, I just, when I realized that, well, I knew a few people, but I mean, I'm telling you, just enormous amounts of people. I read and I look at a lot of stuff and I see this. And I was that same fellow that stopped by the house. He didn't have a clue about a rapture. I remember E.C. Moore telling us one time, he said, his dad, when he found out, as E.C. was studying, he got saved. And as he started studying, he had never heard about the rapture at the church he grew up in. His dad knew and was a deacon. He had never heard about the rapture. And when E.C. discovered it, I say discovered, read about it and understood it, there's a rapture going to take place. Then 7 years later, there's the Jesus Christ comes back to pick up them people and so forth to establish his kingdom. E.C. said his dad had never, ever heard that. Not a mainstream deacon in a Baptist church. So it's still prevalent in most places, I think. Thank you so much for coming out today. We just thank you so much for the opportunity to preach the Word of God to you, and join us next week.